We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Now hear why it's so true. Welcome to Social Capital, the weekly podcast where we dive into social relationships and how the investment you put into them establishes trust, reciprocity, and value within your networking community. Your host, Lori Hybe, will connect with top professionals and dive into their best networking stories and techniques to share with you.
Hey everybody, Lori Hybe here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybe and on Facebook. This week's guest is Roz Thurner. Roz is the owner of R Cafe and Catering and Success Team Milwaukee. She is a seasoned entrepreneur who has been married for 45 years with a son named Gary. She attended Stratton, Alverno, and Milwaukee Area Technical College, where she studied accounting, business, advanced clothing construction, and earned a teaching certificate. Roz was hired out of college by Gimbel's to audit their newest acquisition. She then worked in the fashion industry for over 25 years and in the food industry for 20 years and counting. Roz, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Lori, for having me. It's such an honor. I appreciate it.
I'm excited to have you here because you've got quite an impressive background with a lot of diversity in experience.
Yes.
Which I'm sure you're going to talk about in just a little bit,
just
right?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Okay. So you list your occupation as entrepreneur. What exactly does that mean to you?
Because I don't think of having a job. I've never thought of it as having a job. I was very blessed. My mom always told me I could do anything I put my mind to. And so I appreciate the challenge. I appreciate the project, you know, coming up with an idea and making it happen. Do they all make money? Not everyone, but most of them have been quite successful. And, you know, it's not my goal to be a millionaire. I'm really comfortable. I remember years ago, accidentally stumbled on a show and they were talking about thousandaires. That sounded good to me.
Okay, nice. Thousandaires. I'm curious. I'm going to look that one up. I know you have two different businesses right now, R Cafe and Catering and Success Team Milwaukee. Totally different. So what exactly do these two businesses do and why the extreme in what it is that they do?
Well, our cafe is located in the Central Library in Athens, Wisconsin, and we're all about fresh and fabulous. So we make as much from scratch, all of our soups and sauces and just everything. We have a lot of vegan and vegetarian things there as well. So we really accommodate our client. And then we do the same, extend that into our catering. They know they're going to get fresh and fabulous, whether it's just a few box lunches or trays or if it's an extravagant, you know, private party. So we've done all of that. And this is our 20th year in that industry, and so...
It's awesome. Congrats on 20 years.
I know.
That probably went fast, though, I imagine.
It did. You know, I just had a birthday. I can't believe how old I am, but that's okay.
That's not one of my questions for you.
Okay. So. We're not going to go there. Okay. Success Team Milwaukee is really encompasses all the other things that I do. While it is a networking group, a social, we are on Facebook, and we just, we're going to be having all kinds of things. It encompasses any and other events that we have. For instance, my son and I own Milwaukee Culinary Showcase, and we haven't done those for a number of years, but we're about to bring those back into play because we've got a list of people waiting. Whether I do, you know, private cooking classes or private parties or those things, they fall under there. But I also have a consulting business that's called Success Team MKE, and I work with other businesses and individuals to save a lot of money, which is really adding to your bottom line and create some wealth. Mm-hmm. It works for me, and I want to share that with others.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm definitely an advocate of sharing what I've learned and know through experience or just my own self-education. So that's great
exactly.
that you're doing that as well.
Exactly.
It's good to be a giver, right?
Amen. People gave to me.
So, right? And pay it forward. I love that philosophy. So, extremely active individual running businesses, events, networking groups. How do you recharge at the end of the day there?
Well, it's not necessarily at the end of the day because I just kind of keep going. But I have found and I discovered this years ago, it's retreat, reassess, reattack. And sometimes you just need a day or two or a couple hours. It depends on what you have. And then you have to pull yourself out of that because you can slip into too much retreating. Okay. And so sometimes it's just a matter of me saying, now tomorrow when we get up, we are going to get back in the game. Mm-hmm. But in the end of last year, I took over a month to retreat, reassess, and reattack. So again, it depends on how big the weight is on you. And if you've got surrounded yourself with people that you've delegated or that you're confident in letting keep all the balls bouncing, that's a wonderful thing. You can do that.
I want to peel the onion back on that a little bit because it seems really interesting. So let's dive into retreat. What exactly is that and what are you doing to when you say, okay, got to put the brakes on a little bit. Now it seems like that's step one, right?
Right. And sometimes I get away.
Okay.
And I have discovered that I enjoy short getaways. Maybe it's just a couple of days, 3 or 4 days. Yes, I have taken a week, but the shorter ones I find are more, you know, refreshing. I feel more rejuvenated because if it gets too long, then I'm like, oh my goodness, I got to get back to work. Yep. So that really works for me. Sometimes just taking a day or two and changing the scenery really does help. Sometimes it's just maybe spending a day at home and not getting dressed and reading a book or whatever. And
those
even when
things.
I'm home, I don't like noise. I can be home all day long and not turn on anything. I love the quiet. It's a chance for you to quiet your mind, too. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the reassess part?
Well, during that time, whether you need to take a piece of paper or it's just focusing on it. But if there's pressing issues or maybe you're thinking of taking a new direction or you just want to evaluate and assess where you are and if that's where you want to be and what's the next step, I think that's the time to consider those things.
Okay. And then reattack.
Let's get going.
Yeah.
Let's put it into action. Let's get it out of your head and into action.
Nice.
Just do it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Nike style. That's what I call it.
I know. I love that.
Just do it. That's really good. I totally get it. It's simple and it's clear and it's obviously very effective.
It works.
All right. So the purpose of my show
is
to help our listeners ultimately be comfortable with that word networking, right?
Exactly.
So when I've chatted with individuals that aren't familiar with it, it for some reason has a negative connotation associated with it. So I want to alleviate that with you. So can you share with our listeners your most successful or favorite networking experience that you've had?
Well, I had a lot of them in different areas. But one that I remember would be at the start of the 20 years ago or whatever. Through networking, I met a lady who was very prominent at Al Vernal. And we kept connecting off and on at different events. And then eventually she invited me to a meeting that she was attending that was thinking about putting together a women's something. I said, well, okay. Well, it turned out it was going to be the Lieutenant Governor's Women's Summit.
Oh, cool.
So I got to meet her.
That's awesome.
And not only was I invited to be on the board and planning it, then at the end, they also allowed me to cater the event for the 2 days.
Wow.
From there, you know, going forward, I had the opportunity many times to cater for her. I would get a call, for instance, that would say, I need you to cater on this date. Well, who's for it? They can't tell me how much I had money and what day, what time. And I'd get there and it would be her because they can't announce they're going to be somewhere.
Sure.
And I also got an exemption to cater in the PAPS, which you have to be on a special list because she was the guest of honor and they wanted to have her favorite caterer there. So that was pretty cool. So from there, of course, all the people that I met.
Absolutely.
Phenomenally grew into some great business connections.
Wow. So One connection that you made
with Yvonne.
Mm-hmm. Yvonne, through networking?
Through networking, I met her. Well, my first business in the food industry was Chase Tower, which is a 200-seat bar restaurant, fabulous. And so we hosted a lot of after-hours events.
Okay.
And so she was there, and I got to meet her.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then it turned into a number of amazing, awesome opportunities.
It did.
Had no idea that was going to happen, obviously.
Of course not.
But you were open and willing to accept it.
Most definitely.
Awesome. So with your diverse background and industries and wealth of experience, you've obviously met a number of fascinating people, which is great. I love meeting new people and networking, but what's important is also to nurture those relationships.
Exactly.
So what do you do to stay in front of or best nurture the community that you've been building?
Well, in the past, I've had newsletters for my cafe, and we'll probably be restarting that this year. And that's a great thing because I've gotten calls right after that went out. Oh, I was just thinking who I was going to call for catering. Boom, you're in their face. Mm-hmm. I'm not a real advocate of regular mail and marketing. So I really believe it's the personal contacts that are the most important.
Yeah.
I personally have a rule, and I've only broken it once, that I belong to 2 networking groups, not 12, not 20, because then you can not only be active and be a part and contribute, but take the time to build relationships with those people in the organization.
Yep.
Because if they know you and they're confident in what you do, they trust you, they're going to be comfortable in referring you to their, yeah, to their clients. I mean, I remember one time, I don't know who made the referral, but I got a call from the bishop in Racine who said, I'm being honored in Milwaukee. And I was told to call you.
That's awesome.
And proceeded to give me not only his credit card number, but the access to the mansion.
Wow.
A week before time. And he's never met me. So building that trust, building that reputation, there's value in that.
Absolutely.
And it takes time to do that. And I feel that way when I share referrals with people that I know are looking for something.
Well, and to have the referral given without any sort of validation besides what someone else had said, that person had a strong relationship with that individual,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
That there was trust there and so much confidence in just saying, here, call this person and they're going to do it right.
Exactly.
That means a lot.
Yeah.
But it does take time. It takes time to show up. And I think it's quite impressive that you only belong to 2 networking groups because, as you know, Milwaukee is just saturated.
Swamped. Now, that does not mean I will not visit those groups.
Sure.
It's important to do that. And when you do that, there's a way to work a room.
Mm-hmm.
And master that. And also with the introductions, be listening to who in the room you want to meet the most. And if I was talking to you, I would excuse myself and say, you know, Becky's fixing to leave. I need a moment. Let me go catch her.
Yeah.
I'll be right back. Because even if you only get an exchange, a number and a card, and then drop her a little email or something in the morning and say, hey, it was great meeting you. Love to connect with you further. You know, let me know how I can be of service to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, really important. So that being said, what additional advice, because you've offered a lot of advice already, would you offer to the business professional who's looking to grow their network?
I would really say it's important to build relationships. The biggest thing that I see people not doing in networking groups is making sure people know what you do. And to make a point of that, I was in one of the groups when I broke that rule and was in 3. There was a person there that did a service, and he emphasized that service. So you're always looking for more people to invite to the group to fill the holes.
Mm-hmm.
I invited someone that filled all the holes. Every time she says, I do that. But none of us knew he did those other 6, 10, 12 things.
Yeah.
So he was very upset with me. But I said, you didn't let us know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to let people know what you do. It's not about getting who gets the most cards.
Correct.
It's about the real connections that you can make.
Yep. And I think it's a really good point for sure. But I also think that it's important to be concise in your message and not overwhelm with this long grocery list of offerings that you have, right?
But the point was, we had been together for a year and a half.
Yeah.
He hadn't continued to, I mean, I don't jump in and say, oh my gosh, you know, like a big commercial.
Yeah.
So my main thing is our cafe and catering.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe later in the next year when I'm speaking, I might, you know, if we go on a one-on-one,
sure,
that would be where I would reveal more of what I do.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. So a lot of the conversation has been around the traditional networking, but obviously in today's day and age, digital is a huge, important component to just communicating your message. Which one do you ultimately find more value in, digital or traditional networking?
I still prefer traditional.
Okay.
I'm on Facebook and all those other things, but to be honest, there might be days and weeks before I check in. But I find that when I can look you in the eye and vice versa, that is more powerful. That's going to really share with you my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I prefer that. That's why, again, limit my number of groups, because I want to be present. Yeah. I want to be present. And in the past, I mean, back, I can remember 20 years ago, people would say, well, what is your marketing budget? And I one time replied, if I can't get it at Kinko's, that's it. And that has always worked. And my staff realized that, too, because they would say, you need to go somewhere because, you know, business was a little slumping. And sure enough, once I get out, people come in.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's that reminder. It's top of mind. Oh, yeah. I was thinking about finding a new caterer for this upcoming event or whatever it is. And, yeah, marketing is awareness.
It is. And I know I get a lot of stuff in the mail. I don't read it, you know, or I look at the headline on it and I don't need that, or I'm not interested in that right now. So I put it down. So save paper.
Yep. It's,
talk.
It's being top of mind when someone has a need for the offering that you provide.
Exactly.
Good. Raz, if you could go back to your 20-year-old self, what would you tell yourself to do more of, less of, or differently with regards to your professional career?
I think I'd pace myself differently, and maybe be more consistent, because I kind of do spurts. Like a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
But I realize when things are busy, that is the time you need to be busiest to keep that ball rolling. But yeah, I think I would just be a little more organized.
Okay.
Because I can work with organized chaos.
That's my life.
I know. I can rock that.
I thrive on chaos to some degree, too. I don't know about you.
I love it. I do.
There's like some energy that's being pushed out of chaos, right? That just kind of keeps you motivated to some degree.
Keeps the urgency factor going.
Yes. But it's also nice to have a lowered stress level. But I guess that's why you proceed with the retreat, reassess, and reattack approach, right?
It works.
Okay. Raz, we've all heard of the 6 degrees of separation. Now, who would be the one person that you'd love to connect with, and do you think you could do it within the 6th degree?
I believe that I could, and right now I really don't have anybody specifically picked out.
Okay.
But I've not knowing what it's called, I first used it when I was in high school.
Oh, really?
And then I used it again when I was in the fashion industry. I was working as a fashion consultant at that time. I did a lot of things, but I wanted to do more workshops.
Okay.
And I did that. I went to the Yelp phone book and I picked one of the largest organizations and I started to just do that and got invited then to, when I hit the right person, to their regional meeting to make a presentation.
Oh, cool.
And I walked away with like 20 individual workshops because all their reps were there. And then that grew into more. So it does work. It really does work.
That's awesome.
I know.
So you're not afraid to just take the steps?
No, it can start with somebody I know or the gatekeeper. But sometimes it's the cold call that takes you to where you want to go if you're willing to stick your neck out there and make the follow-ups and ask the right questions.
That's important, asking the right questions to the right person. But you mentioned cold calling, and I've read a lot and hear a lot that cold calling is dead today. What are your thoughts on that?
Dead today? Always dead?
Well,
or was that person just unwilling to do it?
I would say that it's extremely difficult to pick up the phone and actually have something happen if it's a cold call. You know, it's usually straight to voicemail or you're getting ignored.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, I don't have to jump into that end of the pool.
Okay.
But if it was something that someone I really needed to reach, I'd do it.
Okay. Cool. I believe that 100%. You have this look of determination on your face right now that says, I'm definitely going to make that happen. Okay. So I'm always interested in hearing how my guests are continuing to learn. So what book are you reading, or is there a podcast that you're listening to or anything along those
Sunday,
lines?
Well, Sunday, I picked up a book. It was by Gary John Bishop, and it was called On F Blank, okay, Yourself, Get Out of Your Head and Get Into Your Life. And so I read that Sunday.
Cool.
And took a couple hours, but
any major takeaways from that book?
Well, you know, it really was. It's about the get out of your head part means that it takes more than thoughts. It takes the actions. So you can fantasize, you can dream about, you can make notes, you can build plans. But if you never do anything, it's just that. And you're cheating yourself and wasting a lot of time that life could have been lived.
Yeah. There is so much truth behind that. And it's so simple, yet I think we all are just stuck in our heads a lot of times.
And that's why when you retreat to be in your head, you have to know that you have to
get back out.
Yeah.
Reattack it.
Boom.
Okay, Roz, any final word or advice to offer our listeners with regards to growing and supporting your network?
When I was young, I found the cassettes of Think and Grow Rich. I literally burned them out. I mean, I was, late teens, 20s. And what that taught me is not just, it says the main thing I took from it was build your mastermind group. And I have always done that with regards to the people that I surround myself with at work or for projects. But that also means a support system outside of that. And that's where your networking group can be for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm over 20 years with one group. I would never leave that group. Those people know me. They got my back. I can ask them anything, and they know they can come to me. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about growing rich, it's not just growing rich in money. It's growing rich in attitude and what you can give to others. And knowing sometimes how to pass on something becomes sometimes more is just more.
Yep.
And that more is going to drag you down.
Yeah, that's good advice. Not everything is ideal.
Exactly.
An ideal fit. And you can't please everyone.
Exactly.
I love that you invested in building your own mastermind group. That's extremely powerful. That's something that I've learned probably just in the last 5 or 6 years in my business, and wish I would have started that earlier.
Yeah.
Because it's made a huge impact.
It's important that if you have a business where you have other people involved, that you build your people. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can early on identify someone that is just always there, always a superstar. I mean, when I had my first restaurant, there was a gal. She was a waitress. I mean, she was beyond, okay? She could hold down the dining room alone. I mean, the customers loved her. And so I sent her for manager's training. And the day I got word that she passed, I took the key off of my ring and handed it to her. There were months I didn't have a key to my own business.
Wow.
She was with me for over 10 years.
Wow.
I talked to her last week.
Yeah.
You know, so that's really important. I mean, now I have someone too, Carmen, that... I don't have to go to work but once a week, or maybe drop in some weeks just a couple of hours, because she's got it. Mm-hmm. And she knows that I am going to back her up whatever decision she makes.
Yep.
To the point that I tell people that I pay her so that I can work for her.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's powerful. That's powerful.
It is extremely powerful.
It's kind of wonderful.
I believe it. That's the next phase of growing my business.
Excellent.
Getting to that stage.
It's hard to get to that
it
where
sure
you can
is.
Let go. Mm-hmm. That when you delegate, you aren't always jumping in to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I have to be reminded. I'll be in there doing a little too much. You go, hey, this is not my first rodeo.
Yep.
And I'll like go, okay, and back up.
Yep, totally. All right, Roz, if anyone was interested in getting in contact with you, what is the best way that they can reach you?
Well, cell phone.
Okay.
First of all, a phone call, 414-915-9815. And, of course, texts are answered quicker than emails because, like I had to tell someone one time, I don't work at a desk, so I'm not checking it constantly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am the same way. Recently.
And if you want to drop in the cafe and have some of our specially gourmet roasted coffee or homemade soup or anything else that we do, just let me know you're going to be there. I'd love to meet you there. Just give me a call and I'll see if I can swing by and be with you.
Sounds
That'd be great.
Good. Awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show today, Roz.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Good advice. Great conversation. This wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Roz for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, send an email to Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Be sure to visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to check out our free ebooks on business and networking.